With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have approved their new contract with General Motors, but it turned out to be a close vote. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Based on the union website, nearly 55% of workers voted in favor of the new contract. But looking at the vote plant by plant, only one SUV facility in Arlington, Texas was in favor. Three other facilities that had been on strike in Michigan, Tennessee, and Missouri voted no. Members suggested they would have wanted longtime employees to get larger raises, and they wanted a bigger pension increase. But the Texas plant's approval was enough to win the vote. Voting continues at Ford, and totals are expected next Tuesday from Stellantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congress has sent a temporary government funding package to President Biden for his signature. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Senate followed the House in approving the stopgap budget bill that will fund the government into early next year. By passing the measure, lawmakers ended the threat of a government shutdown before the holidays. The spending package funds the government at current levels for roughly two more months while a long-term package is negotiated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California authorities have charged a college professor with involuntary manslaughter and battery in the death of a Jewish protester during demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nazarenko said in a statement, both charges have special allegations that Loi Abdel Fattah al-Naji, 50, personally inflicted great bodily injury on Paul Kessler, 69. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office said the suspect was arrested Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the NASDAQ rose 9, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape to this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years, and it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown's president and CEO of Open Doors USA.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee admissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. Learn more about the problem at opendoorsus.org. This is SRN News. A hefty fine has been levied for flight misbehavior.
A woman from Hawaii has been ordered to pay nearly $39,000 in restitution to American Airlines for interfering with a crew on a flight last year. A U.S. district judge in Phoenix sentenced 29-year-old Kayla Ferris to more than 3 months of time plus 3 years of supervised probation. Ferris was on a February 13, 2022 flight from Phoenix to Honolulu when she began using profanity and threatened the flight crew and other passengers. The aircraft turned around and landed in Phoenix. John Scott reporting.
A Chicago commuter train has collided with rail equipment, injuring more than 20 people, some of them critically. The Chicago Transit Authority train crashed into snow removal equipment Thursday morning. Fire officials say the train collided with the slower-moving rail equipment near the Howard CTA station on the city's north side. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.